then was claimed to have levitated above her bed unconscious during a sleepover with a friend.
बिकॉज अगर वो इंसान के ऑर्गन फेलियर हो रहा है, जैक का आँख खराब हो रहा है, तो ये तो एक साल रहे हैं उधर, उनके साथ तो पता नहीं क्या क्या
कर रहा है। He decided to pick the blame completely on this particular house, so that this episode becomes or this season becomes very interesting. So from a very skeptical perspective, I can see that all of this can be staged, even that accident of that photographer or whoever went from there, the police guy who went over there, somebody from the crew must have gone and tampered along with the car, and then afterwards it happened.
What the hell happened?
एग्जैक्टली अभी भी हो रहा है,
तब से नहीं हो रहा था ना।
नहीं,
इट्स टू अर्ली फॉर पॉडकास्ट के लिए भी साला।
चेहरा सूजा हुआ लग
रहा
है। वेलकम बैक एवरीवन टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ द घोस्ट एनकाउंटर्स अनफिल्टर्ड पॉडकास्ट। कल हम लोग रात को 3 बजे कर रहे थे, आज सुबह 7-8 बजे कर रहे हैं। सो समथिंग इज़ गोइंग ऑन फॉर यू टू वॉच दीज एपिसोड्स और यू नो लिसन टू दिस पॉडकास्ट, बिकॉज या वी आर ट्राइंग वेरी हार्ड टू ब्रिंग इन समथिंग रियली गुड।
एक्सक्यूज आर स्वोलन आईज।
या अगेन, इफ यू डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू सी स्वेलन आईज, जस्ट फील फ्री टू गो टू स्पॉटिफाई और एप्पल पॉडकास्ट एंड वॉच द पॉड और लिसन टू द पॉडकास्ट। बट इफ यू आर हियर, वेलकम बैक अगेन। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर लिसनिंग टू द प्रीवियस एपिसोड्स एंड लाइकिंग इट एंड कमेंटिंग ऑन द वीडियो, एंड आई रियली होप यू लाइक दिस वन टू, बिकॉज इवन दिस वन इज वन ऑफ माई फेवरेट्स। वाई? बिकॉज आई हैव वॉच्ड दिस पर्टिकुलर केस, एज इन स्टडीड इट थोड़ा सा अच्छा खासा ऑन दिस। आई हैव माई वैरीड पॉइंट ऑफ व्यूज टू दिस एज यूजल, बट इट इज़ एन इंटरेस्टिंग केस जो कि बहुत लोगों को नहीं पता, एंड आई थिंक इट विल मेक अ ग्रेट एपिसोड फॉर इवन द पीपल हु आर लुकिंग आउट फॉर यू नो दिस इंफॉर्मेशन दैट वी आर शेयरिंग ऑन आवर पॉडकास्ट।
हमारे लिए भी नया है ये केस फॉर सावियो एंड मी।
या आई डोंट थिंक सो, आई हैव हर्ड अबाउट दिस बिफोर।
या सो yeah, we have a case, but before that, hi everyone, my name is Sarbajit.
This is Pooja.
And this is Sapio.
And we are the investigators, psychics, exorcists, demonologists of the Ghost Encounters team, and jinke bare mein aapne already shayad hamari videos, pehle videos, investigation videos mein dekha hoga on our channel, and if not, feel free to go check out our investigation videos and then you can come back here, or you can watch this first and then watch the investigation videos. On this podcast, we take a case. It can be a famous or not so famous case. It can be a personal case or not a personal case. And we dissect it. We give the point of views of a psychic, of an exorcist, of a paranormal investigator, of a demonologist. And we try to show ke kya possibilities ho sakti thi agar abhi hum log deal kiye hote wo cheez ko to. And going by the same trend of the stories, today's case we have is what infamously called as the Demon House. The Demon House became super famous after Zach Bagans, a paranormal investigator from the TV show Ghost Adventures. He bought the house and later investigated the entire property with his team and made a documentary on it by the name The Demon House. But before it became the Demon House, the story to it, the things to it are super creepy and can be a very good study for people who aspire to become demonologists or wish to study more on demonology.
But this is on a very different plane, right? I mean, this person purchased the entire house just to investigate.
And that's what he does, actually. That's what Zach Bagans does. And of course, there are a lot of criticism around him. Because of his reactions or approach to certain investigations. But we cannot ignore the fact that he has been doing this series for the last 23 seasons. And from being just an investigator, he's now producer of the show. And no matter his reaction or how he exaggerates, as many people claim to be, he still... he and his team have captured things which many investigators can only dream of. So they're the good in what they do, and that's why the season are still continuing with their show, right? Otherwise, matlab, of course, unko viewership mil raha tha, abhi to wo log continue kar rahe hai.
Right.
So I think as the universe goes, there are haters, and then there are people who are liking the show. But I think the people liking the show is more than the haters. But amongst the paranormal community, he doesn't hold a very good position. Amongst few of them that I know. And I don't know the reason why. It could be because he's more successful, or probably because he exaggerates, or probably that people think he fakes things. But there are certain things, of course, humko bhi pata hai, when we see a thing ki faka ja raha hai, humko pata hai ki faka ja raha hai.
हाँ, लेकिन उन लोगों को नहीं पता है ना. इवन इन इंडिया ऑल्सो यू सी अ लॉट ऑफ वी रिबेल अगेंस्ट दैट, बिकॉज अ लॉट ऑफ व्यूअरशिप इन इंडिया ऑल्सो इज अराउंड दैट माल मसाला.
अरे लॉट नहीं, मोस्ट ऑफ द व्यूअरशिप.
ऑनेस्ट इन्वेस्टिगेशंस आर लाइक टेंड टू लुक डाउन अपॉन.
Correct. And in fact, हमारे वही तो हमारे वीडियोस में आके बोलते हैं, you know,
रात को नहीं जा रहे हो.
हाँ.
When is, they don't know anything about it. I mean, and sensationalism has taken over everything right now.
So, why among the community, he, you know, whatever it is, but I have seen a lot of those episodes, and they're entertaining as hell. But also, there are a lot of other things that, you know, we learn. You know, my point of view is that we cannot just ignore a person who is doing something for the last 20 years
right.
or so. There's something that he's doing which others are not doing, and that's why he's more successful. He has a museum, and it has been rated the best tourist place or something like that. Last 3-4 saal se बार बार उसको अवार्ड मिल रहा है कि लास वेगास का मोस्ट विजिटेड टूरिस्ट प्लेस.
वेयर इज दिस हॉन्टेड म्यूजियम?
नेवाडा.
ओह ओके.
So, and he has kept a lot of artifacts that he has collected over the years. So, this particular case, the Demon House, so it's a very, very recent case.
Achha, so by any chance, jo Zach Bagans ke aankhon mein problem hui thi, was it connected to this property?
This is the case. And that's why it's so interesting and a case study
so
for
So, I people. Heard about that. You know, he had issues with his eyes where he had to actually...
Oh, wait for it. Let me complete first. Coming to the conclusion even before case is discussed. So it's not the 1970s and the 1800s we have been discussing for the last few episodes. So in November 2011, Latoya Ammons, her mother Rosa Campbell, and her three children, jab unka age tha 7, 9 and 12, moved into a house located at 3860 Carolina Street in Gary, Indiana. Days after the family moved in, they claimed black flies swarmed the porch in December and kept returning even after the family believed they were killed. They did all kind of actions, reactions of seeing those flies, but they, according to them, they kept on coming in. Campbell initially heard footsteps in the basement and doors creaking. Later, she alleged to have witnessed a shadowy figure of a man pacing in the living room and found a boot print. Campbell claimed she was choked by an unknown force. Ammons, who was the daughter of you know, the family, who was 12 years old back then, was claimed to have levitated above her bed unconscious during a sleepover with a friend. They were said to have prayed until the girl returned to the bed. The daughter had no memory of the incident. The older son was allegedly thrown across the room by an unknown force. The younger son allegedly had his eyes roll into the back of his head and was growling, saying, "It's time to die and I will kill you." All three children went through different episodes. The family reached out to their physician, Jeffrey. It's a very dangerous surname, so I'm not going to pronounce it, but his name was Jeffrey. Let's say Jeffrey O. On April 19, 2012, when he visited the house during the supposed haunting, he noted their behavior was delusional. Someone from his office contacted police. After police arrived, the children were taken to the hospital. The older boy was described as acting rationally while the younger boy screamed and thrashed. In 2012 itself, the Department of Child Service was allotted to the family. The DCS believed that, DCS is Department of Child Service, believed that the children were performing for their mother. Sensational stories published in outlets such as the New York Daily News reported that DCS personnel had allegedly witnessed the youngest boy walking up the wall backwards. 37-year police captain Charles Austin believed paranormal activity occurred in the house. A photo published by the Indianapolis Star claimed to show a shadowy figure when no one was at home. The family hired Father Michael Maginot to perform an exorcism. He interviewed the family on April 22, 2012 and concluded they were being tormented by demons. The family agreed for a major exorcism that Father Maginot suggested them to perform. And before the exorcism could begin, he prayed over Ammons, all the family members, and made appeals to cast out demons. He named, it's a very interesting case though. He named demons tormenting Ammons during the ritual after she looked their identities up online while the computer kept shutting down because he claimed the names had power, names of the demons. Then, with the Catholic Church's backing, he cast out the demons while holding a crucifix against Ammons' forehead. She convulsed violently and told Indy Star, a newspaper magazine, that the pain was as intense as giving birth. Maginot performed 3 major exorcisms on Ammons, 2 in English and the last one in Latin in June 2012. So much so, this case became viral with all these things, all these sightings, all these interviews that the family was giving to the magazines and everything, that it became international news and every news outlet was talking about this house in Indiana that is said to be cursed or a place or held directly out there.
A portal to hell.
Yeah, a portal to hell. And as it went famous, and Zach has this thing that a case or a place or an object that has a very, very dark historical value, he is going to purchase it or he is going to investigate it after he has got it with him. So when he heard, he bought the house. But before, and the documentary has shown many things that, of course, it's not mentioned out here, is that when he was trying to buy the house from the very beginning itself, things are not going very smoothly. Pehle, the broker or whoever was trying to sell had a particular amount that he quoted to Zach. But when he was about to buy, the price had increased for some reason. So that was the first thing. Some reason, as in they got to know that they wanted to film and all. So as normal things happen here in India also, un logon ne price badha diya. Then uske baad, he went on to interview few people jo ki owner the. So by then, jo Ammons to the, jo wahan pe ghar pe rehte the, they had left the house. Because exorcism karne ke baad, they were like, you know, there's no point in staying or whatever. Or things continued, I think. And they were suggested ki aap ghar chhod ke chale jao. Because the church and other people said that the issue is with the house and not with you. Mm-hmm. That way. So you have to leave the house if you want to sustain and stay alive, basically. So un logon ne chhod diya tha. But when Zach went on to talk to these people, they were not ready. They were like, ke nahi, hum log ready nahi abhi baat karne ko, and abhi kafi time ho gaya hai. But later on, Zach figured out that un log ki jo life story hai, they have already sold to a major producer.
Ah.
Is why they were not talking. So Zach doubted maybe there is some foul play in there, because it is also mentioned that a psychologist, the physician, said that they were being delusional. And that the Department of Child Service said that the children were performing for the mother so that she could get help from the government to treat them in some way or the other. But still, Zach was like, you know, okay, itna kuch hai, sab kuch hai, so maybe he should go on to investigate. So then he found the police, as mentioned here, ke, yahan pe this guy. this DCS, one of the DCS personnel actually alleged of witnessing the youngest boy walking up the wall backwards. So she saw ke wo bachcha jo hai unka, he started walking backwards on the wall and she had no idea what would happen. Things went so itna messy ho gaya ke that they had to call for 911 and the police officer had to intervene to figure out what is
so
happening.
So there were many witnesses for this backward walking?
Yeah. Matlab, not many witnesses, just the DCS personnel and the family. Those were the witnesses. But when the police officer came in, the police officer claimed that he too saw things that were very, very disturbing. And so Zach interviewed him, and right after he attended that case, the police officer was going back home. Either he was going back home or he was trying to attend the house. Something happened with his car. He met with an accident and he almost died.
Ouch.
As in, he got some severe injury on his forehead or head, and he almost died while attending the case. And then what happened was, Zach decided that there should be a proper investigation, and he is kind of an aggressor when it comes to investigation. He takes some extreme measures to investigate a property, and that's the best thing I like about him, because he goes on to that next level to get answers. So what he did was, he sealed the entire house, as in sare windows seal kar diye, sab kuch seal kar diya, taki bahar kya chal raha hai, matlab andar kya chal raha hai bahar ke log nahi dekh payenge, and andar ke log bahar nahi dekh payenge. They are like totally closed. Even the main door was shut, and the police team was informed that in case we do not come out in this particular hour, then please break us out of that house karke. That was the instruction, request that was filed. Irrespective, jo kuch bhi hai, they started the investigation, and the investigation kind of continued for 2-3 days, though documentary mein ek din ka hi dikhaya gaya hai. But during that period, they figured out there is a basement jahan pe most of the things were happening in terms of energy. So when he was digging more on the house, he figured out ke jab house liya gaya tha, wo basement mein jab ye nayi family aayi thi, they saw there were candles jo ki jale hue the. And वहाँ पे बहुत कुछ किस्म के सब pentagrams and all बनाए गए थे, sacrifices were made and a lot of dark rituals were performed वहाँ पे.
ओह, तो already हो चुका
था. Yes, before the previous tenant. फिर ये लोग जब आए तब वो लोगों ने वो सब देखा, and even after the house is now demolished by Zach, after the investigation was done, people still go to that spot and वो मिट्टी के ऊपर वो लोग अभी भी rituals perform करते हैं. As claimed by the neighborhood. But while they figured out ke wahan pe jo kuch bhi hota tha, when they dug more and figured out more, they found a lot of clothes of people jo ki bury kiye gaye the, lot of things jo ki bury kiye gaye the, which were part of something really dark, some rituals that were performed wahan pe.
That means wo initial basement form mein jab tha, I mean jab ghar tha, tabhi ye sab ho chuka tha.
Haan, before they purchased. Yeah, before demolishing that house. So when they started the investigation, Zach was there, one more investigator was there, I think it was Billy, and they had one more camera guy. Now, before this could all happen, they had a guy who, jiska kaam hai is to study the geomagnetic lines and electrical lines and figure out about radiations and everything. So they took him to the basement. And while he was holding something that was similar to the tri-field that we use, there were constant spikes that even the engineer couldn't figure out ke kyun ho raha hai karke. He was like, ke these spikes are not very natural. And he's a guy, and he's like, he must be 65 or 70. Toh usko kahin se toh leke aaye the. And he was very shocked the way things were happening. So they were like, ke theek hai, abhi jo tene reading diya, abhi tu ja, abhi hum log investigate karenge. But before he left the house, he was like, कि मैं एक बार ऊपर भी चक्कर लगा के आता हूँ कि बाकियों का रीडिंग क्या है. And it's being recorded in a proper camera that as he is moving from one room to another, there is a dark shadow that is captured on the camera. As in, so I'll just to give you an example, people those who are watching on YouTube, उनके लिए better होगा to understand, is कि if this is one room and right next to it is another room, so the person is walking and taking a right, it's not going straight to the straight room, and the camera is just following him. So as it is just moving, ये वाले रूम, सामने वाले रूम में इट लुक्स लाइक अ शैडो जस्ट केम इन एंड ही वाज लाइक ऊप्स एंड ही वाज जस्ट गोइंग बैक एंड इट्स अ वेरी वेरी डार्क मास दैट इज कैप्चर्ड वहां पे एंड दैट इज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ व्हाट ऑल अनफोल्ड्स आउट देयर इन दैट एंटायर हाउस. नाउ when that thing happened, I think the cameraman was facing, मतलब उसका लेफ्ट साइड उस तरफ था एंड ही काइंड ऑफ मतलब उसका हाथ शायद उधर था एज ही वॉज टेकिंग द टर्न सो द थिंग ऑलमोस्ट मैनिफेस्टेड ऑन हिज हैंड. वैन द वेंट बैक टू द होटल टू प्रिपेयर फॉर द फाइनल इन्वेस्टिगेशन द कैमरा गाय वॉज ऑलरेडी कंप्लेनिंग के समथिंग इज हैपनिंग विद हिज लेफ्ट हैंड इवन दो द एविडेंस वॉज नॉट शेयर्ड के कुछ तो कैप्चर हुआ है करके. एंड द इन्वेस्टिगेशन स्टार्ट्स इट टेक्स अ वेरी सीरियस टोल and this is where the criticism and all comes in because the things that are happening there is no way to conclude that the investigators are actually going through it or they are doing it for the sake of the video because according to the documentary they were all reacting in very aggressive way. They are throwing out things, they were reacting to certain things, they started seeing a lot of demonic faces, demonic figures, and especially the camera guy, he was just reacting very, very, very weirdly. Like I said, randomly at one point, there's a scene, he's just looking at the camera, not looking at the camera, at one of the corners, and he's just talking to someone and he's saying, please don't hurt me, please don't hurt me, like that. And all these things happen, you know. And the next day they come out and they are in the hotel and they are analyzing and things doing like that. And the cameraman snaps. He is like, you know, there is something in this hotel right here and it is following us from the room. From the house out, the demon house basically. And as he went, as he left the room and went to the, you know, he's like, I need some fresh air karke wo nikal ke jata hai. And he goes to the corridor, he says that he sees what looks like a figure that is 7 to 8 feet tall, has a goat head and is very muscular, has a dark figure and he's just looking at him.
That's in the hotel room.
That's in the hotel corridor.
Corridor.
And when he shares this with Zach, Zach says this, says that before he took up the case, the very day when he got the call that the house, there's a house like that, and if you're interested to investigate it, he saw a dream, and it's a dream that he constantly gets, is of seeing a figure exactly like that for the last 10-15 years. And he has no idea where that figure is coming from or where this figure lies.
यार ये तो मुझे अपने नैनीताल केस की याद दिला रहा है. आई गॉट द ड्रीम बिफोर एक्चुअली रीचिंग द प्लेस एंड एग्जैक्टली द सेम.
या एंड इवन इट इज वेरी सिमिलर टू माई ड्रीम दैट आई हैव बीन सीइंग फॉर द लास्ट 15 इयर्स दैट वी आर अबाउट टू इन्वेस्टिगेट इज अ ड्रीम ऑफ माई यू नो अंकल्स प्लेस दैट आई हैव बीन गेटिंग फॉर द लास्ट 15-20 इयर्स. आई हैव नो आइडिया व्हाई आई एम गेटिंग दैट ड्रीम. But irrespective, Zach got this dream and that's when things started unfolding and when the camera guy shared that, you know, that's what he saw in the corridor, Zach was like, holy shit, this is what I was dreaming of, a figure like that. But by now, the camera guy was totally in aggressive mode and other people were like, you know, maybe we should just let him go because he could just attack us right now. That's how aggressive he went. Then they went to the room again, they were trying to calm him down and the cameraman says that whatever is out there is not after me, it is after you, pointing Zach, that it is after you, it's not after me and it will do anything to take you or something like that on these lines. Now, the after effects of what happened, again, I think they again went for investigation because itna sab kuch jo hua. By now they realize the engineer, poor engineer guy, उसको भेज दिया गया था, उसका काम हो गया तो उसको भेज दिया. But before he went, the very next morning he gets a call, gets a call from the engineer that he has fallen down from his bed and he is bleeding from his left ear, from what he claims to be of a sound that is equivalent to a jet ka super boom जो होता है ना, the sonic boom जो होता है उतना तेज था. एंड ही इज लाइक हाउ कैन दैट हैपन. द होटल पीपल साइड आवर लाइक ऐसा कुछ भी आवाज़ नहीं आया बट ही वॉज प्रोफाउंडली ब्लीडिंग फ्रॉम हिज लेफ्ट ईयर एंड ही फेल फ्रॉम द बेड टू. एंड एवरीवन इज लाइक जस्ट गिरने से कैसे ब्लीडिंग हो सकता है वो एंड यू नो देयर आर लॉट ऑफ मिक्स्ड रिएक्शन टू दैट बट ही सेड दैट. देन वो घर जाता है, उसका इंसिडेंट फिर से होता है विच आई विल शेयर. वो गया एक्चुअली, बट व्हेन जैक वाज इन्वेस्टिगेटिंग द फाइनल टाइम ही वाज ऑल अलोन इन दिस रूम एंड ही वाज ट्रिगरिंग एंड ड्यूरिंग द ट्रिगर ही हर्ड व्हाट साउंडेड लाइक अ वेरी डार्क ग्राउलिंग वॉइस एंड ही सॉ समथिंग एंड व्हेन ही सॉ समथिंग ही मतलब देयर इज एन एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ कोर्स टू व्हाट ही सॉ बट ही क्लेम्स दैट आफ्टर व्हाट ही सॉ दैट वेरी नाइट इट अफेक्टेड हिम सो बैडली दैट द वेरी नेक्स्ट डे he had to go visit the eye doctor because his eyes were constantly burning. There was pain, there was tears coming down. And when they went to the doctor said that he has got a disease of the eyes that cannot be treated. And that, matlab uski aankhe jo normal thi have now converged. And that now he has to wear specs that were like, you know, prism wale jo hote hain for...
Haan, mote.
हाँ जो उसके पर्टिकुलर कंडीशन के लिए एंड ही बिलीव्स कि इट हैपेंड बिकॉज ऑफ व्हाट ही सॉ दैट नाइट इन दैट हाउस दैट इज जैक्स रिएक्शन और कंक्लूजन टू दैट थिंग बट दिस इंजीनियर गाय व्हेन ही गॉट बैक होम दे गॉट अ कॉल दैट विद इन टू और थ्री डेज हिज ऑर्गन स्टार्टेड फेलिंग
होली शिट
ऑल द ऑर्गन स्टार्टेड फेलिंग ही वॉज नाउ पुट टू लाइफ सपोर्ट एंड इट हैपेंड राइट आफ्टर ही केम फ्रॉम इंडियाना And the doctors have no explanation. He's not even recovering. I don't know the poor guy if he's still alive or not. But back then when the documentary was being made, it was said that he may not be able to make it because his organs are not reacting as into any medicines. The doctors are not getting kya aur kya karenge, kya reason ho sakta hai. But the team concludes that it is because of the house that that they encountered. So keeping that in mind, Zach was like, maybe he should demolish before anyone else comes in and investigates and faces what they faced. So as they were digging and demolishing, they found that jab ghar var ukhad gaya mitti ke niche, they found a cross and one more artifact. And Zach, what Zach did to keep uske museum mein, he took some mitti of that place with him to the museum. So now the mitti, the cross and everything is in his museum. But people still perform all kind of rituals at that place in Indiana.
But without dealing with the demon or the energy, aap agar ghar aise hi demolish kar do, I don't think that's going to help.
Yeah, it won't help.
It's not going to help.
Since you started narrating and I was patiently hearing, I'm looking at this case from three very different perspectives. One is from a complete, one is from a complete skeptical perspective. And if I go to see through that, I can see several loopholes.
Yeah.
I can see all of this can be staged. I can see all of these coincidences being portrayed as the effect of being in that house.
Yeah,
has to be demonic. Like, tumhare organs fail ho rahe ho, toh you can bol sakte, oh, wahan par gaya tha, iske liye ho raha hai. And we know, hum kaun se पानी में गुजर के आ चुके हैं एंड व्हाट डेप्थ्स ऑफ इन्वेस्टिगेशंस एंड व्हाट ट्रिगरिंग दैट यू डू एंड एवरीथिंग यू कैन पेग द ब्लेम ऑफ एनीथिंग दैट हैपेंस टू यू ऑन एनी ऑफ द पास्ट इवेंट्स दैट और इन्वेस्टिगेशंस दैट वी हैव बीन थ्रू
एंड प्रोबेबली ज़ैक को शायद पहले से आई इशू हो रहा होगा व्हिच ग्रेजुअली शोड अप
एंड ही डिसाइडेड टू पेग द ब्लेम कम्प्लीटली ऑन दिस पर्टिकुलर हाउस सो दैट दिस एपिसोड बिकम्स और दिस सीजन बिकम्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग सो फ्रॉम अ वेरी स्केप्टिकल पर्सपेक्टिव आई कैन सी दैट ऑल ऑफ दिस कैन बी स्टेज इवन दैट एक्सीडेंट ऑफ दैट फोटोग्राफर हूएवर वेंट फ्रॉम देयर द पुलिस गाय हू वेंट ओवर देयर समबडी फ्रॉम द क्रू मस्ट हैव गॉन एंड टैम्पर्ड अलोंग विद द कार एंड देन आफ्टरवर्ड्स इट हैपेंड एंड
नो नो सो द थिंग हैपेंड व्हेन ही फर्स्ट टुक अप द केस What the hell happened?
हाँ, exactly.
मेरा audio क्यों फिर से playback किया?
अभी भी हो रहा है.
तब से नहीं हो रहा था ना?
नहीं.
Sorted, I think. Yeah. So yeah, you were saying.
Things that can happen now.
Talking about things like this.
Paranormal, yeah. So from a very skeptical perspective, as you said, I mean, this happened even before the case could be taken over.
Yeah.
But this can have a very long history. Like people who perform black magic or whatever like that, you said the rituals that were done in the basement. If these people had taken over the house, what was the reason it was sold in the first place? If somebody is already getting a place where they can perform all their rituals, all whatever you call it, occult rituals, right? And they're still performing it even now.
Yeah.
So there can be a history wherein, I mean, we don't know why these people sold that house in the first place, if they still wanted to perform the rituals even now.
No. So the previous tenant are not coming. Other people who know about the
place. Whoever. But if at all you have a community like this, no, those people, the tenants might be the torchbearers,
yeah,
or the people who are hosting. So there might be a cult of people who are coming. So we don't know why this is actually even following even now.
Lekin ek second Savio, agar the people who sold the house to these people who were supposed, like, you know, jo suffer kiye,
family.
Why would they sell their house with all the things kept in the basement ki unpe wapis ye jaye, you know, ki that these people are into some occult practices or dark practices.
Exactly.
Seedha unhi pe point jayega na.
Exactly.
They would have just cleared off all evidence.
Yeah.
But they kept the scandals over there. They kept whatever those artifacts and everything over there still. So it was kept with some reason. We don't know that. And then afterwards, who discovered it? Probably did the family.
The family only discovered it.
Zach did.
Family.
As I said, from a very skeptical perspective, it can happen that the basement was never there. As in, all those artifacts were never there. They were all planted only for this season or episode. I'm just speaking from a skeptical perspective. I'm not saying that this really happened or whatever, or he's a fraudster or something like that. No. But from a very skeptical perspective, if you go to see, even if he also re-examines his own case, I think this all, everything is possible.
Mujhe actually lag raha tha that the family found it.
No. Zach did khudai wagaira because, see, like I said, he goes to extreme measures to find out answers, and that's one of the best thing that I like about him, that he keeps on increasing the level ke ye karne se kya hoga, wo karne se kya hoga. And that's where he figured out ke kya ho sakta hai, because when they were taking the readings, the basement was giving out a lot of spikes jo ki baki ghar nahi de raha tha itna. So they're like, kuch to hai
underground. They dug.
Yeah.
Achha,
also
achha.
One more thing.
For how long did this other family stay there?
They stayed for, I think, a year.
Only 1 year?
1 year.
Like 2011 mein they shifted. 2012 mein they were already gone. Because they couldn't, even the father who performed the exorcism claimed that what he heard and saw during the exorcism were a clear case of demonic possession. But one more thing that is not mentioned and I forgot to mention was the house was, of course, it could be because of the woods joki used weather to construct, but they were all leaking some kind of oils. Anyone who has touched the oil has faced consequences jo ki unki life destroy kar chuki hai. The engineer was one of them. Before the engineer, it was the Ammons family who just saw the oil and they touched it and they're like, what is this?
So my second perspective, if I look at this case, my second perspective is from the religious perspective. Like, everybody said that there's a demonic possession. Everybody just rushed onto it. And I see even these things can be done. Like, you know, you talked about backward walking on the wall and all. Who knows? Everybody together, like three of us right now in this room, says that, you know what, that mic is walking or that tripod is walking on its own. Nobody else is there to...
Maine isliye pucha ki how many witnesses were there for that backward walking?
And all of them
could be hand in gloves with each other and just said, you know what, this thing really happened. I don't know. I don't want to really state it. I mean, don't quote me on it, but this is possible. So from a very religious perspective, it could be that these people did not actually take all the due precautions or the diagnosis before that could, like, we have a process. If somebody comes to us and says, you know what, this person is possessed, we'll first say nahi. First, you get a psychiatric evaluation done, get your certificate that everything else is fine. And then afterwards, we look at the demonic perspective. Fine, things are being flown out in the house and all. We've seen these cases wherein people do it to themselves. And then afterwards, when we have called them out on it, they said, but okay, he's throwing it, but what is making him throw it? People say that, and then afterwards they want people to believe that they are demonically possessed. Why? Because they don't want to take the blame on themselves, that they are actually causing all the disturbances. So from a very religious perspective, what happened over there, the exorcisms or whatever was done and everything, okay, because they're trained to do that, they believe in that, so they will do it. But did it really solve the issue? Like, as you said, was the demon actually following the people or anybody who was purchasing the house? So it was a house.
The source was never figured out ke kya kar raha tha.
And this is very weird then. How do you perform an exorcism over a house. A house has to be cleansed, like Pooja said. Yeah. Before demolishing, that thing needs to be cleansed.
Yeah.
So an exorcism will never be performed on a house. It has to be performed on a person. So it was performed on a person, but that really didn't stop anything, because after Zach Bagans purchased it, वो उसके ऊपर भी आ गया.
And अगर वो land and house से connected है, it will not follow the people.
Yeah, it didn't follow the people actually because they were fine after they left.
तो वो hotel में उसको वो goat दिख रहा है.
Because these people like I'm saying, they were kind of marked by some way or the other while the filming was happening. Someone touched the oil. ये cameraman के ऊपर वो shadow form हुआ था on the hand. So they were kind
live.
Of marked.
They were live, like they were in and out of that place. Yeah. So ऐसा लग रहा था कि ठीक है तुम यहाँ से निकल जाओ. So if at all that the demon was actually following the place or claiming that land of his own, then whoever has purchased that house, as in that person said, he's not after me, he's after you, because Zach Bagans had actually purchased that house. So वो समझ में आता है वहां पर ये है. तो फिर exorcism उसके ऊपर क्यों परफॉर्म किया? उसको सीधे सीधे वहां से निकाल देते, everything would have got solved.
And the same with that family, वो एक बार निकल गए, they were fine.
They were fine and that's what makes it so interesting and also controversial, no? Because they had already sold their rights of the story to producers. Even that is shown in the documentary.
Because अगर वो इंसान के organ failure हो रहा है, Zach का आँख खराब हो रहा है, तो ये तो एक साल रहे हैं उधर, उनके साथ तो पता नहीं क्या-क्या कांड,
क्या-क्या नहीं हुआ रहे.
नहीं, so अभी you have
one more perspective. The third perspective is a very balanced perspective from a very a paranormal investigator perspective. Right? Did they actually examine what type of articles and what type of artifacts are actually there? What are they made of? As you said, I mean, the oil, that was a recent development, right? So oil mein koi toxin hai kya? Uska testing kiya, lab test kiya hai kya? Right? Why was, what was it that was getting absorbed in people's skin or whatever like that and getting done? Was there any biohazard that was buried below in the basement? Because वहाँ से ये सब आ रहा था. Was there any radioactive material found?
I think they did that radioactive wala.
Did. But बाकी सब का क्या? कुछ और artifacts मिले. चलो ठीक है, वो मिट्टी लेके गए. तो उसके बाद क्या? वो rocks का क्या? Whatever built. What was the peculiar thing about that house which was not disturbing the neighbors but them? Chalo, humko ye pata hai ki wo log wahan par rituals kar rahe the, the people who were there before that, right? The owners before that. But wo rituals mein unhone aisa kya dala tha soil mein aur aisa kya dala tha wo ghar mein jo which turned it into a very toxic environment. Yeah. Wo spike bhi de raha tha. To chalo theek hai, I can see that. I mean, mujhe khud jaake dekhna padega ki spikes kitne aa rahe hain, kitne nahi aa rahe hain. Right, but at the same time, I, like you always know me, I will first go and interact along with the soil and the rock and see exactly what kya cheez hai. Sedimentary hai, igneous hai, metamorphic hai, kya hai. Right, I'll have to first check that aur uske andar kya data stored hai. From a very balanced perspective, only then will the investigative procedure go ahead.
Exactly. I don't think they would have done that into that much depth.
So abhi ऐसे भैया ने बोला ना, विच आर ऑल पॉसिबल आउटकम्स, वट आई विल से इज वॉट आई वॉज शोन. सो आई एम जस्ट सेइंग फ्रॉम अ लेमन पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, उसको क्या समझ में आया होगा. दिस इज वन पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू एंड इट कैन ऑल्सो बी ऑल्सो वन ऑफ द पॉइंट ऑफ व्यूज टू दिस पर्टिकुलर केस. नाउ ऑफकोर्स वी कैन जस्ट अज्यूम के एवरीथिंग दैट द फैमिली सेड वॉज ट्रू, दे एक्चुअली वी आर गोइंग थ्रू थिंग्स, बिकॉज ऑफकोर्स देर इज़ अ पॉसिबिलिटी कि कुछ ऐसा नहीं हुआ, इट वॉज ऑल स्टेज्ड एंड कोइंसिडेंसेस एंड ऑल वट एवर, बट देर इज ऑल्सो पॉसिबिलिटी कि इट वॉज ऑल ट्रू आउट देयर. वाई? बिकॉज अब जैसे कि इफ वी स्टार्ट कनेक्टिंग द डॉट्स स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द DCS, द चाइल्ड सर्विस वाले पीपल, देर वॉज नो रीजन फॉर हर टू क्लेम दैट आई ऑल्सो सॉ इट एंड शी स्टिल स्टैंड्स बाय इट. Even though she still works in DCS, abhi bhi usko poochte to she's like, "Nahi, what I saw is very true. I'm not lying about it." There was no reason for her unless she was being paid by the family to say ke tu please ye kar karke.
That's the first thing that
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ke ye please bata. But if she says that, then the mother is not going to get the help she was planning to get by making the children act up. Because the moment she claims that she saw the child move, then they will be put to a mental asylum for a whole different treatment than the treatment or the help that she was looking for. सो दैट इज अ रेड फ्लैग ऑफ द DCS क्लेमिंग के नहीं मैंने भी देखा करके, देयर वाज नो रीजन, उसका कुछ भी नहीं है फायदा अपार्ट फ्रॉम मॉनेटरी फायदा. एंड बैक देन इट वाज नॉट इवन अ फेमस केस, इट वाज नॉट बीन डॉक्यूमेंटेड और बीइंग शोन, नथिंग लाइक दैट. इट बिकेम फेमस ओनली आफ्टर ऑल दिस थिंग्स हैपेंड एंड द फैमिली स्टार्टेड टॉकिंग अबाउट इट, तो वो फेमस होने लगा. जब चल रहा था तब कुछ नहीं हुआ तो हम लोग सोच सकते थे कि अच्छा मीडिया अटेंशन के लिए किया उसने, बट तब तो मीडिया इन्वॉल्व भी नहीं थी बैक देन. दैट इज वन थिंग. सेकेंड थिंग इज द एक्सोसिज्म दैट द चर्च परफॉर्म्ड, you know, and during the exorcism that the family was doing all kind of weird things and rolling of the eyes and whatever. Of course, all of these things, like you mentioned, are, they all have their own logical explanation. All can be debunked, like aisa khade ho ke ki aisa nahi ho sakta, aisa nahi ho sakta, aisa nahi ho sakta. But aisa ho bhi sakta hai. Because unless and until we go on to the proper investigation mode, these things are very much open, they're like open टैबलेट्स के, यू नो, यहाँ पे भी कुछ हो सकता है, यहाँ पे भी हो सकता है. दैट वे, दैट वॉज अ थिंग. थर्ड थिंग वॉज वैन द फैमिली मूव्ड आउट एंड वैन जैक केम ऑन एंड द पुलिस ऑफिसर, यू नो, वॉज ट्राइंग टू अटेंड द केस, लेकिन ही वेंट थ्रू समथिंग लाइक दैट. ऑफकोर्स इट कुड बी दैट द एंटिटी नेवर वॉन्टेड टू लीव द फैमिली एंड हेंस इट वॉज क्रिएटिंग इशूज अराउंड द पीपल हु आर ट्राइंग टू हेल्प द फैमिली और द हाउस फॉर दैट मैटर. पुलिस अभी आएगा तो बोलेगा कि नहीं नहीं फिर अगर तुम लोगों को कुछ इशू हो रहा है, सो एज अ पार्ट ऑफ द सेफ्टी प्रोसीजर लीव द प्रॉपर्टी, लेट द पुलिस स्कैन द एंटायर हाउस एंड यू नो लेट्स सी क्या है क्या नहीं करके. तो शायद
इतने सारे लोगों को परचेस करना है, सो लाइक द द डीसीएस पर्सन एंड द पुलिस इंस्पेक्टर एंड दिस एंड दैट,
सो यू नो, सो आई थिंक द पुलिस आल्सो डिड दैट. आई थिंक उसने फैमिली को रेस्क्यू के चक्कर में शायद उनको बाहर निकाला भी था एंड ही मेड देम स्टे समवेयर समवेयर समवेयर. द डॉक्यूमेंट्री डाइव्स इनटू ऑल दिस थिंग्स, बट इवन दैट इज वन ऑफ द थिंग्स. एंड ऑन द वे ऑफ ट्राइंग टू हेल्प द फैमिली ही फेस्ड एन एक्सीडेंट. Same if you see, everyone who is trying to do something regarding the house is affected in this entire documentary. From even the DCS officer faced something in a place or something like that. So she had to leave the entire county and go to somewhere else. So much so happened.
Mm-hmm.
That the engineer, Zach, the team, the cameraman, the DCS officer, everyone else is getting affected.
What if this is just about a land grab case?
Possible, but then
so somebody is really, I mean, with vested interest, really wants to purchase the house, and yeah. Since then, I mean, the family came there and usko ek kahani sunai ki ye haunted hai, tumhare saath ye ho sakta hai, wo ho sakta hai. Family ne nahi mana. Fir baad mein unhone kya kiya hai ki church mein se 2-3 jan ko khareed ke rakh diya. Police officer ko bol diya, yaar humne sahi mein yahan par kuch dekha hai. DCS walon ko, ek lady ko wahan se bol diya ki tum bhi claim karo ki maine bhi ye dekha hai. And then afterwards you purchase a family itself. You know what? Itna torture kyun seh rahe ho? Ek kaam karo, tum bhi claim karo. Tumko bhi bahut bada amount diya ja sakta hai for this house. Right? And that's the reason, I mean, ek production company already hai interested if you want to sell the rights to that person. Unhone wahan se paise liye. And finally, itna torture hua. Probably all these toxic things or whatever planted. Ki wo log finally lay people. So un log ne pura give up kiya. In 1 year, they just left that place. And who purchased it? Zach, who is known to, I mean, do this thing. So, ऐसा हो सकता है कि काफी सालों से वो प्रॉपर्टी पे बहुत लोगों की नजरें हैं, and it is a prime land or whatever like that. I mean, when you talk about the paranormal interests of all these things, and right now it stays demolished, and still, I mean, just as an after effect, क्या ऐसे नहीं कि suddenly सब कुछ रुक गया, तो अभी भी लोगों को भेजा जाता है वहाँ पर कि आप जाके फिर से ritual करो, ताकि वो जो believable story अभी तक वो पूरा धुआं अभी तक बंद नहीं हुआ है, तो लेट पीपल गो एंड डू दैट, ताकि अभी तक बिलीव करे कि वो ऐसा सब कुछ हुआ था बोल के. आई डोंट नो, आई एम जस्ट प्लेसिंग.
या नहीं, पॉसिबल, अगेन अ वेरी पॉसिबल थ्योरी. लाइक आई सेड, यू नो, देयर आर लॉट ऑफ एंगल्स टू दिस, एंड दिस इज अ वेरी, क्योंकि कंसिडरिंग वॉट टूडेज वर्ल्ड हैज कम टू विथ प्लेसिंग थिंग्स एंड यू नो गेटिंग थिंग्स डन, दिस इज अ हाई पॉसिबिलिटी. बट आई एम सेइंग it is also a possibility that the house is actually so cursed.
Exactly. Yes, and yes,
so dark,
very much
that it affected a team, his eyes, the engineer, the camera guy. The camera guy right now left the crew and he got into Satan worshipping and all.
Huh?
Yeah, he's not there with the team anymore. Right after this incident, he left.
Satan worship.
Yeah, yeah. Directly Satan worship mein he entered. All the dark, he also got into dark stuff and everything.
This is what? Oxymoron?
Seriously.
So, yeah. So, there are a lot of things. But, ye bhi hota hai na ki, matlab, you know, how do we know ke sachai kya hai unless we investigate?
That's the whole point.
You know, hum phir ke wahi ho jata hai.
Sare wo dekh rahe hain, but ultimately only when we are there and when we are investigating, yeah. tabhi hum apna yeah. proper...
I think Zach still owns the land, shayad.
लेकिन ना एक चीज़ मेरे माइंड में बहुत स्ट्रांगली हिट हुई थी व्हेन यू वर टेलिंग दैट यू नो ही इन्वेस्टिगेटेड एंड उसने ही टुक इट टू द नेक्स्ट लेवल वेर ही क्लोज द डोर्स एंड सील द डोर्स एंड देन ही टोल्ड द पुलिस कि हम ये टाइम तक बाहर नहीं आए तो यार काश हम ये सब कर पाते यहाँ पे वेर पीपल
नो ट्रू ट्रू
वेर वी आर एक्चुअली वी हैव यू नो पुलिस बाय आर साइड दैट ओके वी आर इन्वेस्टिगेटिंग दिस प्लेस एंड दैट प्लेस यहाँ पर तो Not yeah. even close to this.
Yeah.
वो तो possible था पूजा भाई because वो उसकी खुद की property थी.
हाँ.
तो
यहाँ पर खुद की property के लिए भी अरे क्या आप अंधविश्वास फैला रहे हो कब ये ना ये सब बकवास है. No seriously I'm telling you.
क्या पता Zach Bagans ने actually क्या बताया था. I mean वो तो चलो documentary में बता दिया कि उसने लेकिन ये बोला रहेगा कि अंदर बहुत से कांड हो रहे हैं तो शायद से अगर एक अंदर एक इंट्रूडर है या सीरियल
दैट्स व्हाट ही सेड एक्चुअली दैट्स व्हाट ही सेड टू द पुलिस कि इन केस देयर इज अ सीक्रेट पैसेज जिसके थ्रू इंट्रूडर्स आर कमिंग इन थ्रू द टू द बेसमेंट टू परफॉर्म रिचुअल्स देन प्लीज यू नो बचा लेना हम लोग आफ्टर दिस ड्यूरेशन
इज ये तो हम भी कर सकते हैं बट देन ये तो छलावा होगा
या एंड मतलब अभी कैसा है कि especially talking about Zach ho gaya to you know like I said he has a history of people blaming him for exaggeration for
sensationalism
whatever it is but like I said out here in the case there are a lot of things which can be investigated can be figured out and can be taken in a way that this is an extreme case of something really demonic है ना जो कि जनरली मेनी पीपल डोंट एनकाउंटर इवन यू नो जैसे कि अभी देयर सो मेनी प्लेसेस इवन वी गो फॉर एग्जांपल इवन द नैनीताल वाला प्लेस व्हेन वी वेंट देयर देखा जाए तो इन्वेस्टिगेशन में भरे लोगों को कितना समझ में आ रहा है नहीं आ रहा है अबाउट द intensity of the place we know how intense it was
man that was the yeah. most intense that
you know especially
at a personal level
yeah especially the readings and the things that you both went through or the replies we got during the investigation or for that matter the location jo humko mila tha with two different kinds types of entities haunting that place imagine if we had the creative ability to show it to the people it could have been an equivalent to a demon house document
It would have been, yeah. Especially, I think Mathiran
House. Mathiran House,
Mathiran
yeah.
Mathiran House also. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's what. So, I think what makes these things work so good, the shows that he is doing, is because of the availability of resources around him that support him in doing what he's doing.
Hmm.
Like you said, police, bhale
jo bhi hai.
But police ready hai. You know, carpenter bola ke haan main ready hai pura plywood lagane ko. Hmm. Team bola ke haan main ready hai pura ekdam kya karne ko. Camera crew ready hai kya karna hai.
Bottom line, it's still you know? Much more open over there. Yahaan par wo openness aani zaruri
so,
hai.
You know, so those things, I think at the end, wahi chalta hai na ki how, matlab, kitna achche se aap dikha pa rahe ho what you are feeling. Hum log to nahi dikha paate hain. And agar hum dikhane jayenge to log bolenge, ye kya fake raha hai idhar.
Exactly, yeah. that ceases to be a documentary and starts becoming more like a movie.
Yeah,
yeah that's, like movie. I don't know.
But I think kahin na kahin jaake people should know, kyunki it's not, matlab it's not just ki aap log khade ho, aap logon ne ekko kuch to ek touch kar liya and arre arre idhar aisa karke. Matlab the visions you people get, for example, jo dream Pooja ne dekha and then what corroborates right during the investigation with the old lady, and everything out there if people could see a glimpse of it ki ye lady aise dikhti thi you know uska back aise tha wo aise bend hoke thi I don't know maybe I feel ki people will actually see ki how much risk it involves to go out to a place like that to investigate
having known that it is
day yeah
and she even showed up as my mom
yeah exactly you know
shape-shifter.
Yeah shapeshifter. So of course we are not complaining here We are not even expecting people to understand what we are going through. But it's very many people say na ke जो कि तुम लोग फेक करते हो या फिर ये क्या वाहियात चीज़ है, ऐसा थोड़ी होता है करके. मे बी फॉर देम जस्ट टू हैव अ पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू कि सी दिस इज़ व्हाट आर साइकिक सॉ. You know, so when I am also standing and when I am also taking a call कि शिवा को डालना है नहीं डालना है, पूजा को एस्टेस में डालना है नहीं डालना है, even I am going through multiple thoughts right now, the risk involved, what question I should be asking, how should I save her in case something happens, what to do with the crew. So you know, so even अगर someone could understand the blending of emotions going on inside, you know, or understand the gravity of the situation out there, it would be great way to connect for people to connect to us and understand ki acha ave jaake kuch nahi kar rahe wahan pe. But like you said, you know, if we start doing that, it will become a what do you call that, it becomes a fictionalized documentary.
Exactly,
kyunki ho sakta hai, like you know, jaise the way we are dissecting it, ho sakta hai zaake sath actually hua ho.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, all the three perspectives. The last perspectives are from a very paranormal investigator perspective. उसके साथ हुआ रहेगा. But then अभी उसने उसके साथ किया क्या है? Right. अभी भी अगर कोई वो घर खरीदे, will the demon resurrect again?
Yeah.
And मेरा अभी भी red flag वही है कि the family once they left, everything was fine, nothing happened, nothing. And यहाँ पर ये लोग के पीछे जा रहा है. So I don't know, probably because Zach purchased, वो भी हो सकता है, but
हाँ, like it kind of shifted the
thing, यहाँ से okay ये निकल गए, अब ये है, probably that could.
So according to him, the artifacts that he collected still hold the demons that were haunting that place.
Okay.
So that's how he saved the house.
I would say in this case, in this regard, I mean, this one very one very bold statement that I would like to make, and this is one of the solutions I give for people who have faced all these things, is that you might have purchased the house or the land from its previous owner by doing all the legal activity or whatever, like that, the documentation and everything, right? But have you purchased the house from the spirit of that land? It might be that the spirit of the land has still doesn't know where is the owner, the original owner who built it. It belongs to him, and everybody else, it looks as an intruder. Yeah. So probably it is not really demonic, but it's a very protective spell. So that thing will follow every artifact that is taken away from there.
Yeah.
Did you take really permission from that place? And what did you actually do to make that spirit or the demon prevalent over there to know that, you know what, this place now belongs to me, and now you work for me, and you work together to build this up? Did they actually do that? Because every place is alive, everything is alive. We don't see that life in them, but when we purchase a house, you perform some rituals, like house opening hota hai, house warming bolo, ya jo bhi hai, whatever, there are so many different names given to it, and all of you sprinkle holy water probably, or do some prayers or rituals or whatever. But have you said, have you communicated this to the spirit of the land, or even probably the prevalent demons over there, that you know what, you have a beef with someone else, it's not with me. So you leave in peace, and we just.
And just from curiosity point of view, when he collects the artifacts, and abhi jaise yahan ye demon house ke collected hain, are they shielded? Because
they don't follow shielding.
No, not just that. Because the kind of things that have happened, agar wo pura, if he's claiming ki wo pura jo energy hai, if it's
he's not going to shield, no, because he needs.
Forget the shielding also filhal. But if he claims ki wo puri energy is in that artifact and that artifact, to wahan par bhi to equal kaand hona chahiye, yaar.
Hota hai na. His museum is one of the most haunted place in the world right now. People go, investigators are given permission.
But is had tak ka nahi ki in logo ka accident ho raha hai and ye ho raha hai.
Are when you enter the museum, is you sign off a waiver. People have fainted wahan pe, they have gone unconscious, few have felt heart palpitations. Lot of things have happened in that museum, and that's why people still go out, because it's a thrill which is quite real. It's not like sitting on a roller coaster ke 2 minute mein ghoom ke aa gaye khatam ho gaya, nahi. It's a thrill for people who are into dark stuff. It stays with them. There are certain things in his museum which is very fascinating, that people cannot just, and some of the celebrities who have been there, like for example Post Malone and all, who have been there, who have not respected the privacy of the spirits and ghosts, debug box and all, they have touched and they have, matlab wo touch karke aata hai the celebrity Post Malone, and in the next 6 months there are 6 attempts on his life.
Oh.
Not just by someone else, like uska plane crash hote hote bachta hai, kahin aur kuch hote hote bachta hai, and he's like, what the fuck is happening with me right now? What is happening? So see, it's all could be a coincidence, but how is that ki just after that moment wo shuru ho raha hai, uske pehle kyun nahi ho raha tha? You know, so the museum is very haunted. It's still, people go down, they all investigate too. I think Sam and Kobe, they investigated the place. And the good part of that museum is, which I think you will respect a lot, is that he keeps those things as it is. He wo tamper nahi karta uske sath. Matlab cheeze liya, agar usme ek dana bhi mitti kuch laga hua hai, wo laga hai, saalon se laga hua hai. He's not going to remove it. So that way he has collected chairs jiske upar serial killers have sat. He has got buses jiske andar serial killers have killed people. You know, all those buses, seats, blood stain are still out there. And every room has its own dedicated, you know,
I have to visit Karna.
It's a very interesting documentary. If you have watched it, do comment down below. Let us know what you think about it. If you have not watched it, you can go and watch it. Kahan pe hai mereko nahi pata. I watched it, I think, 4 or 5 years back. It is there somewhere on the internet. If you have the patience, please go and watch it. It is really good because no matter what the conclusion is, the exaggeration is, it's a good watch, you know, and sometimes you just watch it for the sake of watching.
I guess it's there on Netflix.
Anyway, but this was a demon house, and we really hope we find a house like that in India and we get a chance to purchase it and do our own demon house out there. Of course, not by exaggerating it. But it will be great, no? I think Goa has those places, and we can do something like that in future. But this is the episode. I think we are done.
Yeah.
I'm really hungry. We should go and have breakfast now. But yeah, if you're watching this and you have reached the end of this video, thank you so much for all the love and all the support. We really appreciate everything that you people are doing to support the podcast. I think this will be the iske pehle previous jo videos aaye hain, even thanks for supporting those videos too. I know podcasts are very interesting, but like I said, hum log sirf 3 hi dalenge ek mahine mein, and this is I think the second slot it will be, but I don't know how the
sequence
mein cheeze jayengi. But anyway, thank you for watching, thank you for all the support, thank you for all the love. Let us know your favorite moment and what do you think about the demon house. What could possibly be the reason of the hauntings, and what could have the family done or Zach could have done to support or help out the spirits that are haunting the place. And I think by this, Sarbjit signing off.
Pooja signing off.
Cheers from Savi as well.
Bye everyone.